Here you go. Welcome to Fighting Bob Fest. Glad that you're here with us. You guys want a program? There's lots of good.
The second annual Fighting Bob Fest offered those who came a chance to celebrate the legacy of former Wisconsin Governor and Senator Bob La Follette. It was also a chance to agitate for La Follette's political agenda, summed up as protecting the rights of the many from the rich and powerful. Gail Lamberty, a La Follette fan from the town of Roxbury, says that fight is just as relevant now as it was 100 years ago when La Follette was Wisconsin's governor.
If you're from Wisconsin and you care about people, and you care about the common people and the little people, you're born into being a progressive. You just have to act on it.
The Sauk County Fairgrounds was teeming with grassroots political energy on Saturday.
I sign petitions, I write letters to the editor, I sign up on email lists and contribute to, I try and find what I think is the most honest and yet effective cause and join it and help out however I can.
That's Carrie Santulli-Shuda, an attorney from Oregon, Wisconsin, explaining how she acts on her progressive principles. She was recruiting volunteers to help Congressperson Dennis Kucinich's presidential campaign in the state. There was a tent full of tables with literature on other causes, including the Howard Dean campaign and the fight against the Duluth to Wausau power line. Speaker after speaker at the festival podium urged people to act on their progressive principles by opposing the Bush administration and organizing for social change. Independent Congressperson Bernie Sanders of Vermont laid out the updated progressive agenda this way.
We can create an economy that provides for a decent standard of living for every man, woman, and child. We can have social justice and end discrimination based on race, gender, sexual orientation. We can move toward harmony with the environment, not a war against the environment. We are not going to be going to war whenever we want because the President of the United States says it's a good idea. We're going to work with the international community, with the United Nations, to create a world where we eliminate war and eliminate the poverty that exists.
Enacting universal health care and reforming trade policies to prevent the loss of American jobs were also themes at the festival. Senator Russ Feingold sounded a note of optimism on health care reform during his speech. He said small business people who often vote Republican are now leaning towards universal health care.
The very same people who said in 1994, please, whatever you do, keep the government out of health care. Now they say just please do anything, do something. Okay, put the government in health care. You've got to get us away from these insurance rates that are killing us. The door is open for a national debate and a national commitment back to what we thought we were trying to do in the early 90s, which is national legislation guaranteeing health care for every single American. It's time to do that now.
Coming up this weekend, the view from the conservative side on health care as well as jobs and foreign policy will be on the agenda at a resort in Door County. State Republican leaders will be listening to Fox TV analyst Fred Barnes and radio talk show host Charlie Sykes at a national leadership conference. Their goal is to strengthen conservative grassroots and map a strategy for keeping President Bush in the White House. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.